Penny Marshall, I cannot imagine what you're feeling right now. I can't.
Well, pretty crappy. You know, I found out I was taking a shower to get ready to go to Clive Davis's thing.
Did you have hesitations about going to the party knowing that her body was there?
I'm trying to get ready. Do I stay home and just... Because then the phone just kept ringing. Do I stay home and just cry? Or do I go with other people who also loved her?
Now, you had the pleasure of actually directing Whitney in one of her movies. And what would you say will be one of your, I guess, biggest memories of Whitney?
Well, I had a great time with Whitney. She's funny. She was honest. She always knew her lines. And she was very funny.
Did Whitney give you something?
Yes, she did. At the end of the shoot, she gave me a platinum and a necklace with a sapphire in it.
And are you holding on to that?
Yeah, it's in my jewelry thing. I keep it safe.
Tell me the mood that was happening when you saw all of your friends at the Clive Davis party. Was everybody sort of sad?
Yes, everyone was sad. Yeah, people were crying. Yeah, but it was better to be around people that you knew who cared and loved her.
If you could say something to Whitney Houston, who you counted as a friend, if you knew she was listening and you could say a message to her, what would you say right now?
I love you. I will always love you, as one of her songs is. And you will be missed greatly. And I'm sorry we didn't get to spend more time together.
Whether or not it was drugs or not, still too young.
Well, as far as what I hear, there was no drugs, no illegal drugs found in the room. It's a great loss of talent. It's a great loss of a human being who is great.
Who you were lucky enough to be able to work with and call a friend.
Yes, I would call her a friend whenever I saw her, whether it was at Clive's, whether it was at he had a thing for her last album. Clive had that thing where, you know, certain people were invited, a small group were invited, to hear 9 cuts of her album before, a couple of years ago. And I was there, you know, and we hugged and we kissed, and Bobby Chris gave me a hug, and her aunt was with her, you know, but I was invited to that. And, you know, I always, whenever I see Clive, who I, you know, bump into occasionally more because I go to New York, you know, I always ask, how is she doing? You know, and he'll say, voice-wise, I mean, you know, and he's 75% there, you know?
Well, Penny, thank you so much for calling again.
Okay, but please be nice to her, you know. It's a hard time for everyone who knew her. And my love to Canada.